Pakistan and two foreign commercial banks have reached an understanding for a $1 billion loan at an interest rate of around 7.6%, which Islamabad is obtaining on the back of Asian Development Bank, ADB, guaranteed due to its low credit rating. The final term sheet and loan disbursement are subject to the approval of the ADB's $500 million guarantee, which the board of the Manila-based lending agency will approve on May 28. Pakistan can borrow up to $1.5 billion foreign commercial loan against the $500 million guarantee, said government sources. Ministry of Finance spokesperson Kumar Abbasi did not respond to a question on whether an understanding had been reached between the government and two foreign commercial banks for the ADB-backed $1 billion loan. Sources said that the government had negotiated a $1 billion loan for 5 years. It will be the first foreign commercial deal to be signed for a period of 5 years, which would reduce refinancing risks. The deal is being negotiated with the Standard Chartered Bank, SCB, and the Dubai Islamic Bank, DIB, said finance ministry officials. They said that the country would pay interest rate equal to the Secured Overnight Financing Rate, SOFR, plus 3.25%. This translates into roughly 7.6%, which is a floating rate and will change with fluctuations in the SOFR. The foreign commercial banks will complete procedural formalities after the approval of ADB guarantee next month. The government expects that the loan will be disbursed in the second half of June, which will also boost its foreign exchange reserves before the end of the current fiscal year. Pakistan's gross reserves stand at $10.6 billion, which the government wants to increase to over $14 billion by the end of June. The reserves will rise on the back of better-than-expected remittances, $1 billion in new commercial loan, and $1.3 billion worth of refinancing of Chinese loans, the sources said. The ADB will charge a nominal upfront fee for giving the guarantee. Despite a recent rating upgrade, Pakistan's credit rating still remains low at B-, which is 2 notches below the investment grade. Fitch upgraded Pakistan from a substantial default risk to a high risk of default rating. Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb held a meeting with Moody's credit rating in Washington and briefed them on Pakistan's fiscal and current account surpluses, declining inflation, stable exchange rate, and foreign reserves. Discussions also covered the Panda Bond Initiative, with both sides agreeing to explore future collaboration. Moody's is expected to improve Pakistan's rating in the first week of May. In September last year, the government had accepted the term sheet of SCB, London, for two loans totaling $600 million at the highest interest rate of around 11%. After a story appeared in the Express Tribune, the government deferred the deal until improvement in the overall macroeconomic conditions, p.